This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. There's a new wave of cinema coming out of Mexico. The international ascent of the Mexican directors behind Children of Men, Babel, and Pan's Labyrinth has been followed by an explosion of new talent. Michael O'Boyle introduces us to some of the newcomers.
Mexican youths swoon as actor Gael Garcia Bernal makes his way up the red carpet at the recent Morelia International Film Festival. It's the premiere of Cachochi, a film Garcia Bernal helped finance with fellow actor Diego Luna. This is its opening theme music, a traditional folk song from the film setting in the northern Sierra Tarahumara. Cachochi is a Mexican film, but it's not in Spanish. It's in Rarámuri, the language of an isolated indigenous people, and its stars aren't professional actors. They're two Rarámuri kids the directors, Israel Cárdenas and Laura Amelia Guzmán, got to know by chance. The film was greeted ecstatically at the festival. Indigenous populations have been marginalized and oppressed for centuries here. Not surprisingly, there have been few films about them. TV and film are dominated by white-skinned actors. There have been plenty of documentaries about Mexico's Indians, but as a narrative, Cachochi reveals a more intimate view of the Rarámuri than any documentary ever could. Pablo Cruz is the picture's producer.
Cachochi is a film that lets us see a reality of what really Mexico is. And this is a Mexico that we should be seeing, because this is the racial problem we live every day. The Rarámuri Indians are the people who originally were settled here, people that we share a country with, that we supposedly share a flag with, but we are not the same people. We don't even know who they are.
Cachochi is emblematic of a new wave in Mexican filmmaking. A decade ago, Mexico's film industry was practically dead. The few films that were produced fell into two basic types, the gritty Mexico City drama or the romantic comedy. But recently, film production has been picking up, and directors are taking more chances, showing parts of Mexico, facets of its culture, that have never before been seen on film. And that's been making a big impact among the entertainment elite.
Times occur when suddenly in one place there's a sudden mushrooming and expansion of talent.
Gareth Wigan is vice chairman of Columbia TriStar Pictures.
You can think of examples of the impressionist painters in France 150 years ago, or there are other examples in cultural history, and I think this is one of those moments in Mexico.
Every cultural rebirth has its masters. Carlos Regadas is one of Mexico's. His new film, Silent Light, is one of the most critically acclaimed films of the year. It's set amid the German-descended Mennonite communities of northern Mexico and tells the story of a farmer and family man who falls in love with another woman. Its visual style is a brilliant Mexican amalgam of the most innovative forms of filmmaking. Regadas has been compared to masters like Andrei Tarkovsky and David Lynch. Regadas signs autographs inside a cavernous colonial-era library after giving a talk to budding filmmakers. He says he's philosophically opposed to Hollywood's formulas. He spends less on each feature than a big-time three-minute music video, and he uses actors without experience.
What I do is an absolutely personal way of feeling and transmitting direct insights and personal vision directly into the film. And that is what I think people, as other human beings, really need, rather than something more like a commercial piece of material, you know, a product.
Today, there is a growing interest in Mexico's indie scene following the international success of directors like Alejandro González Iñárritu, Guillermo del Toro, and Alfonso Cuarón.
I'm really excited about this generation because something that they have is fearlessness. So they are approaching cinema in a very fresh standpoint.
After making it big himself, Cuarón is now helping produce the work of younger filmmakers. This is the first generation to grow up in the post-NAFTA era of globalization, which pried open Mexico's closed economy. That was followed by its transition to democracy.
We were in this claustrophobic bubble. And now this generation, they have information about the rest of the world. And they want to reclaim this world as their own. But this is a completely different attitude, not only inside Mexico, but outside Mexico towards Mexican cinema now.
U.S. audiences will soon be getting a chance to see more of Mexico's new filmmakers. Silent Light and Cachochi are both set for limited release next year. For NPR News, I'm Michael Oboyle in Mexico City.